This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The U.S. and Europe both experienced the same pandemic, and both have recovered strongly, but they got here in very different ways, with different approaches for keeping their citizens employed and for containing inflation. And it's looking like Europe's strategy may have worked better in a few ways. This is according to a recent Brookings report. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
When businesses shut down early in the pandemic, millions of workers in the U.S. were laid off and then had to find new jobs once the recovery started. But in Europe, many workers kept their jobs and their paychecks, says John Maria Malesi Ferretti at the Brookings Institution.
You work 20 hours a week and the firm pays you 40 and the government steps in to pay the extra 20 hours.
In the U.S., the government sent billions of dollars directly to consumers in unemployment and stimulus checks, which fueled a spending boom, one factor clogging supply chains and driving prices higher. Jacob Kierkegaard at the Peterson Institute for International Economics says in Europe,
inflation is rising, but at levels half or thereabouts what we have seen in the United States. And there is no serious wage inflation in Europe.
That's partly because fewer Europeans have dropped out of the workforce. In the U.S., millions of workers who lost or left jobs still haven't returned. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.